We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Nun Beis and Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top by two dots. The first one line is Beis Shammai, Lehu Beis Shammai, Legogalos and Echus of Aruba. This is Shmuel's words. It says that Legogalos got crushed. There's no hole in the head. If there's a hole in the head, it could be a hole in the brain. I'm not talking about it. It got crushed. Rive, if it's crushed, then you have to worry about trapez. What does it mean, Rive? Boyar Biyamiya, Rive Gavaya, Gaiva means Rive of the height. Let's go from the eyes until the top of the forehead. It means Rive of that height, or Rive Kefo, or you fill out the whole, figure out the whole circumference of the head, and Rive that circumference. And it seems like Rive circumference is more. You need more for that, Rive. If it's Rive Gaiva, just means if it was hit, Rive of the way up, that's enough to be considered a trefa. Rive Kefa means all around the head, you need Rive of that hekif that's crossed. Right with that, 50, more than 50% of that hekif, that's a question Mark Flyers would take. What's called rive exactly when it comes to the head? How do you measure the head? You measure the height or you measure the whole circumference? Is that what called rive? Teku. Ubasa chayfa rive akaris, but right now, basa chayfa akaris is not the karis itself. The stomach is tucked into the ribs, the front of it, towards the neck, and then the back of it is out of the ribs, but what's protecting it, there's no ribs, is basa on the bottom, meat. Gugu shemaka meat is protecting it on the bottom. If that basa gets, I'll say ripped, but with Marat Shaila, but it gets torn, we'll see the Marat Shaila, that's called already a trefa. If that keres gets torn beroiv, if that gets roiv torn, that already, which is a Shaila, torn or not, that's already called a trefa. The Marat is by Rav Ashi. Beroiv karua, beroiv notal. What does it mean? That it was torn or it was removed? It was mamash removed. That's a Shaila. It's much more, removed is much more serious. Or just even torn, is that enough to be considered a trefa? It's more of a tip at the time. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Keres apnimis shenikva, that goes with a mashum. That's the inside stomach. But the outer stomach is nikra roiv, if it has a torn beroiv. So l'chayra, this is called a katsaina, no? V'amin rav zeh reis rechnina, kol ha-keres kula izu ha-keres pnimi, the whole stomach is the keres pnimi, ve'izu keres katsaina, basa ha-chayf is rebbe keres. That was one of the seven shots we had before, and what it means, keres pnimi is rebbe katsaina. So you have your answer right here, torn is enough. So tomorrow, no, it's not going to work. Why? We're talking about Shmuel now. What does Shmuel hold? It's called the Keres HaPnimis. Midu Taimel of Shmuel. And Halkam Yaakov Rechonim of Shmuel, Mokim Shemem Milas. He holds that the Keres HaPnimis is the part of the stomach that has no hair. A very small part of the stomach. The rest of the stomach is Chitzayna. Their Taka torn will be a Trefa. Taka. But now, the Basa HaChayfa is Rebbe Keres, a whole new din. I don't know if it's torn or not. I have no idea. Take one. Marz Bible to take on that. We're not going to know the answer to that. Because it's Shalat Vishmuel. Don't tell me because it says Nikra by the Chitzayna. That Chitzayna means, according to Shmuel, a stomach. Mamash, a stomach by itself. Not a Basa HaChayfa is Rebbe Keres. So you have three levels, according to Shmuel. You have the Keres HaPnimis, that's a Mashu. Keres HaChitzayna, which is part of the stomach itself, that's Nikra Beroiv. Then you have Basa HaChayfa is Rebbe Keres, that goes with Rive. Well, I don't know what Rive means. Rive means Rive Nato, Rive Nikra. That the Gemara Live with a Shah, the Gemara doesn't have an answer to that. So the Gemara back to the Sugya of Drusa, which will continue on to Amud Aleph, and that we won't finish completely today, the Sugya of Drusa. Now the next trefa in the Mishnah is Drusas has the Eiv, that there's the wolf was Dairis. Now what does Dairis mean exactly? So according to Chazal, Dairis means certain animals that when they claw and attack the other animal, they put in poison, venom, into the animal. And it seems like it comes out of their claws, which the Chachmei HaMetzias from today say, it's not so, we don't have such a Metzias anymore. So, you know, so either you say the Metzias changed, or some people want to taina that it doesn't mean mamash that the venom comes out, but when they claw the animal, it causes certain bacteria to grow in the animal, and that will make it die. Now, not every animal could cause a drusa. But the Mishnah says a ze'ev, a wolf, that is a drusa. Now, which animal does it do drusa to? Does it do drusa to a fat animal, a cow, an ox, or maybe a small animal? That we'll have to see. That's the discussion in our sugya. The sugya of drusa. Not every animal could cause a drusa, and that's the Shaila Nagamara. Drusa says ze'ev. Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, bebehima menazev lemaila. In order to make a behema into a trefa through a drusa, has to be from a wolf and bigger. To make a oif into a trefa, it has to be attacked by a sparrow hawk v'lamayla. Lemute mai, ilim lemute chatol. Maybe what's Rav teaching us here? Maybe teaching us to say a cat. A cat attacks your local sheep. Nothing's going to happen. It's a cat. A cat doesn't have this venom. That's what Shomer said. Dafka zay, dafka wolf, not a cat. So for Frekti Mara, that we need a Nira for that. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah is Zeb. So Lamuti Chato Ma'ay Lamuti Ma'ay Lamu Chud Chato Tanino. It's a Mishnah. But Rusha Zeb. It says a Mishnah Dafka Wolf. V'chi Temi. You tell me like this. How come Ashulon the Zeb Begasa Namidars? Now if you remember the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Rusha Zeb is a Treifa, and then it says Rabbi Huda Imer Rusha Zeb Bedaka, but Rusha Ari needs a lion or a tiger Begasa by a Gasa. So, what does the Tanakhama hold? Pashas of Sam, the Tanakhama holds, Drusus HaZev, he's even by Gasa. So I'll tell you, maybe, you're right, Mishnah Dafka Zev, but the reason why you need Rav to tell you not a Chatol, because maybe it says Zev, because you want a Gasa also. When it comes to a Daka, Chatol will be enough, a cat will be enough. Comes Rav, says, no, man, that's a pshat. Let's see inside. That's a Chiddush, but really, a Chatol even less, that's any Rav. But it's not true. Why? But now Rabbi Huda Eimer Drusus Hazei Bedaka Vizari Bagasa, and Rabbi Huda is explaining the Tanakhama. V'chita Rabbi Huda Miflag Poli. Om Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes. Om Rabbi Loi. Or Om Rabbi Loza. Some guys. Om Rabbi Loza. Yeah. Loi Ba Rabbi Huda El Faris. The Chacham is coming to explain the Chacham. So it's not a machlekes. So we know we're talking about a daka here. So why do you have to tell me a chatol? So we're Gavra Gavra Karamas. Rav argues, which means like this: Rav holds that's machlekes Tanakhama Rav Yehuda. According to Tanakhama, a wolf attacks any behema; it's a treifa because it's drusa. So Rav has to tell you that, by the way, a chatol doesn't do that because I wouldn't know from the Mishnah. The Mishnah maybe says zeiv just to tell you by a gasa definitely a chatol doesn't work. But maybe by a daka, a small animal, maybe the chatol would be a treifa. Comes Rav, tells you no, there is no treifa by a chatol. Very good smack. That's one mahalach. In Bayisema, another mahalach is like this. Lo'ilo amuti chotl. The Rav is coming to teach you that a cat does not make a treifa. So, it's a Mishnah Zeiv. Ma'u teima, orcha de mosak tani. Maybe the Mishnah just stops saying, orcha de mosak. Means if you're in Bayisema, Rav will agree that it's not machoikis. That when it says Zeiv, it's talking about dafka adaka. So then, what do you have to tell me chotl now? So, because Rav's like this, because you would think that maybe the Mishnah says Zeiv, not because that's the only thing that can make a treifa, we think that's the Orcha Demos, that's a normal thing. Usually, who attacks a goat? A wolf, not a cat. So you would think Orcha Demos, no, God, Kamash Law, no, it doesn't work. So right now, we stop right here, it's very clear. Rav says, a drusa of a chotel is Nishken drusa. What the Chiddush was, they're two pshat in the Gemara. But a drusa of a chotel, not a drusa. And we have a Shaila, how you learn the Mishnah, is by a gasa is a ze'ev enough. That's machlekes, how to learn the Mishnah. Is Rav Yehuda arguing, or is Rav Yehuda explaining Tanakam? So I think we're invited. I'm Rav Chista. Teresa's chotol v'nemiya. So chotol is a cat. Nemiya is something you call a marten. But I have no idea what a marten is. But it must be like something that looks like a cat. That's what a nemiya is. It's a type of little bobcat, little animal. Then it's a little bit. It's not the size of a wolf. It's like a little. Like in the weasel family. Okay, the weasel family in the medium. So Akaponim, so that's what's important to go to zoos on Chol HaMoed. Instead of doing apple picking, which is shy of a lot of dude in the first place, Pasha Sasa, so he's going to a zoo. Okay. Omer Rav Chista, Drusa, at least he learned some Gemara instead of it. Omer Rav Chista, Drusa's Chotel Venemia, Begadiyim Vitlon. So he's Mechadish to do like this. The interesting thing is Drusa's Chotel and Venemia, where? By Gedim Vitlon. Gedim Vitlon is a third level. You have a Gaso, you have a Daka. And then you have Gedim and Tlom. Gedim and Tlom are a small goat and a small sheep, like 1 year old, less than 1 year old. It's smaller than a Daka. There, Rav Chista says, Rav Chista is not going to argue on Rav. Rav might agree to this. There, a Chotel will be considered a Drusa. Drusa's Chotel will be a Gedim and Tlom, and Drusa's Cholda, a weasel by Ifis. Even a Cholda, which is smaller than a sparrowhawk, but by small Ifis, it will cause a, not even small, by Ifis, it will cause a Drusa. Meisvei, I'm asking Kasher Rav Chista. Meisvei, Drusas Chotel, a Drusa of a cat, Nates, a sparrowhawk, Venemia, a marten, Ach, Duck of a Chol. It's not called Drusa until it makes a hole through and through. Until it goes in, there's no problem of poisoning. I'm a Drusa less, there's no Drusa. So the Kasher is, how could Rav Chista say that there isn't a Drusa's Chotel? That's here, no such thing, Chotel's not a Drusa. Ach, Duck of a Chol. For anything more, back to you, but Tisber and Nates, Loidaris. You think this price is real? It says Nates Ladaris Vatanan. It's the first Mishnah, our Mishnah. Medrusa Nates. It's more than a holy kasha. That's not fair. Kam Bayev is Kam Gedim Etlom. That by Oifayz Taka, it's Dairis. This price is talking about Gedim Etlom. But Makamaka Rechista Kasha. For Rechista Shver, because it says over here that Chotel is called a Drusa. I'm going to ask you the obvious question. Maybe this price is talking about the big Gedim. Maybe it's talking about a Daka. Rav Chista only said by small gedim tlom. Who says small gedim tlom? All it says is druzas chatol neitzvin amiyas talking about chol. So who said it's talking about the small ones? Maybe the ones big ones. It's an obvious question. Tais has the kasha. V'lishtilei the brice of emari rabbi. Tais has the tarot. He says dumi the neitz katani that neitz won't make a trefa by gedim tlom. So it's dumi the that sounds like that. That's what Tais's tarot says. The Ramban answers a little different because the lashon ach tenokiv lachol is mashma. It doesn't have any poison whatsoever and can't make a behemah of a chlal trefa. That was a deal. But in any case, kasha is called Rav Chista kasha. Rav Chista said that by gedim tlom there's such thing as a drusa of a chotel, and here it says not. So to Gemara, who do Amar Kahai Tana? The time went to the Braisa, Baribi Omer. Baribi means a certain Adam Chasher, Baribi, his name of Chacham. Omar, Loi Omru, Ein Drusa, Mokim Shem Atzilim. The only time he said Ein Drusa on a chot, on a cat, is only when you're not trying to save yourself from it. Our Mokim Shem Atzilim, if you're trying to save, let's say, the behemoth from this cat, the cat goes on attack mode. And yes, Drusa. So it comes out, we're going to learn, Rav Chista is talking about a case where it was a Mokim Shemat Tzilim. Rav Chista said this thing is a drusa of a chotel by Gdim Etloim. That's talking about when it's being saved. Masha Inke in the Braisa says there's no drusa, talking about when it's not being saved. Frey to Gemara, Mokim Shemat Tzilim ain't drusa. Vahi Tarna Gerlis, the Hava Berakana, there was certain. What?
Does the drusa have the vitamin or not?
So according to Rav Chista, yes. According to Rav Chista, yes. The Kasha of Braisa, not. According to Rav Chista, said yes. Even Gdim Etloim, for small animals, it has venom in it. The kasha was the bride says doesn't have venom, so Gemara tells like this that there's a sheet of Baribi that says that it only sends out venom if it's very very angry. That if it's matzilim then it sends it out. So Rav Chista that said that it's venom gives tolerance when it's very angry. Actually, if you just sounding Gemara, this sounding Gemara, they're about to argue on Baribi. He says no, the chotel never has venom, never has venom. But Rav Chista says yes, and like Baribi depends on matzilim not matzilim. For the Gemara, Matzia's question, we have a story. But he tells the girls to have a beer of Kana. The rod chagav asra, the chicken, and a cat was running after it. Va'ole druna went into the house. V'takidasha v'apa, and they closed the door. They locked the door. U'machyol the dasha b'sichufa, and the cat banged on the door with its paws. V'shtakachla chamisha kartidama, it has five fingers. The paw, and he found on the door five kortidama, which this dam is like the venom. So you see that even without hatzalos nefushas, still it has a din over here. It still has the din of venom. It's the same thing here also where it saved itself is the same thing like if someone is saving it. Here it ran into the door and closed the door. That makes the same anger and cause the same atzala. Fidur Rabbanon, who argue on Baribi, holds there's no such thing b'chlal as venom by a cat. So what's going on over here? How do you find five things of blood on the door? Zog Rabbanon, Zahir Islay, it has poison, like call his ear, but it doesn't burn anyone. It doesn't hurt anyone. Avada has some kind of poison, it doesn't hurt anyone. Ikadamri, another mahalach, is like this. A different way to answer the kasha. Rav Chista said, there's venom by a chotel. And we had a kasha that what's going on, it's a braisa, not like him. The Gemara says, the braisa is going according to Barabi. It means Rav Chista also always is venom. But Ikadami Hamani, the Brisa that says that there's no venom is Berebi, the Tanya. Berebi Amalei Amru Yesh Drusa El Makom Shem Atzilim. Only when you say it, Makom Shem Atzilim ain't Drusa. And the Brisa that says no Drusa was Makom Shem Atzilim. Rav Chista says argues on that. Rav Chista holds the Rabbanon who argue on Berebi. Hold this way, the Fidus Pshat, the Rabbanon argue on Berebi all the way. They hold it always is venom by a chotel. But Berebi says only Makom Shem Atzilim. So we'll answer the Brisa that says there's no venom is going according to Berebi, and here it's Aim Atzilim. And here the Gemara asks now on Baribi, V'makav Shem Atzilim, Ein Drusa, V'ahu Tana Girls, Ha'be Rav Kana, the Ra'a Ta'chotu Ba'asho, V'ole Drunya, V'talk Adosh V'ap, and he closed the door, V'makav Shem Atzilim, he banged his hand with the paw, he banged the door with the paw, V'shtalach Misha Kerti Dam. So you see that those fine Dam, Fir Rabbanon is not Shver, because they always have Dam Tak Fir Rabbanon, Fir Rabbanon, it's only Shver Fir Baribi. So the Gemara tells us, it's also called Atzala. It's also called like Atzala. So far, so we're seeing. So very, very geshmak of two gears in the Gemara. But we basically have like this: that Rav said that a chotel by behemah gasa and behemah daka, regular behemah daka, nothing doing. Comes to a small gedim etzlam. Rav Chista says there is a drusus chotel, and that got a little controversial. This thing they said that drusus chotel on a gedim etzlam, and a brisa said no. So one mahalach was that the brisa is Taka arguing. Rav Chista holds like Baribi, and even Rav Chista only says by Matzilim. The second girsa, no. Rav Chista tells there always is venom by chotel, by a small animal, getting claw. And Beribi is the one who says, not so fast, and that Bryce is going according to Beribi. There's one more Gemara. Boimene Rav Kahana Mirav. Yes, Drusha, we're going to ask Rav. Yes, Drusha Lachotel and Drusha Lachotel. Is there Drusha by a cat or not? On top of the Gimel Meral. Let's just continue waiting for the Sugi. That's why I want to stop here. Yes, Drusha Lachotel and Drusha Lachotel. Ask the question. Is there Drusha by a cat or not? Amalei, Af Lachulda. Even a Chulda has Drusha. Okay, interesting. They asked another question. Yes, Af Lachulda has Drusha. They asked another question. Yes, Drusha Lachulda or Ain Drusha Lachotel? Amalei, Af Lachotel. Even a cat doesn't have Drusha. A Chulda is smaller than a cat. A weasel is smaller than a cat. Then they asked him, Lechotel v'lecholda, yes lam drusa, ain't lam drusa. Does a cat and a weasel have drusa or not? I'm like, Lechotel, yes drusa, Lechotel ain't drusa. So he said three things. The first thing he said was that even a cholda has drusa, means pasha chotel and a cat. Then he said, neither of them have a drusa. Then he said, only the cat, not the cholda. So what's going on? It's not sure at all. Like kasha. Hod amalei af lecholda, that thing says even a cholda has drusa. Afkli has drusa by birds, like we saw, but birds is different. A bird, even a cholda has drusa. It's like we learned from Chista before. Hod amalei af lecholda ain drusa b'miravri, by big sheep and big goats. Hod amalei lecholda yes drusa, lecholda ain drusa, that's begadim v'talayim, by the smaller gadim v'talayim, like we learned from Chista, that's only cholda and not by cholda. Very good shmaka recap on this boy, it's very good shmaka recap of our Gemara of the Sugya of Drusa.